I think you find when you walk around this site that it's just a great place with the running water and the creek and the animals and the habitat. It's just a great place to kind of collect your thoughts and be clear about stuff. I worked for Tikert, still work for Tikert. I've been with them 25 years now, but in 1998, I was actively involved over here in Yolo County with the mining operations and permitting. This site that we're at, the Cache Creek Nature Preserve, is a site that Tikert owned, and it was permitted for mining, actually. But when we took a look at the site and we took a look at the variety of different habitat out here and the animals that you can clearly see all over the place, we just felt that this was a site that it was not appropriate to mine, and that the right thing to do here was to donate this property to the county and establish a conservancy that would maintain it in perpetuity. After we donated the property to the county of Yolo, we had also developed kind of a master plan or a conceptual plan about how the site would be laid out. And we wanted to make sure that we preserved the habitat, but we also wanted to make sure that this was a place where school children could come, where folks from the university could come, where people who don't really have the opportunity to come in contact with nature or with the creek in Yolo County had a place that they could call their own and come to and experience. We took a really kind of community-based approach to developing this nature preserve. It started around a table over at our construction trailer over at the aggregate plant across the creek, and we invited people from the community, farmers, environmentalists, local government, kind of sit around a table and really talk about what could this really become. When you look at Yolo County, there aren't a lot of places where you can come in contact with nature if you don't own the property where the nature is. And so the event that I remember was the day that we opened it to the public. And we had a kind of a ribbon cutting, if you will, and invited the community to here. And we must have had about 500 people here that day. And that was just really rewarding because, you know, this was an idea that we worked on for 2 or 3 years, pulling it together, working out the agreements with the county, working out the agreements with the Cache Creek Conservancy. And it's about nature, but it's also about human contact with nature. And what's human contact about? It's about building community. And so from that perspective, I think that'll live on forever.